Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 3. Navigating Active Directory Users and Computers. The Active Directory Users and Computers Administration Console allows you to manage domain controllers, organizational units, OUs, group policies, and domain security policies. Attribute Editor is available in the Active Directory Users and Computers MMC Snap-in with advanced features enabled. It is easier to use and navigate the Active Directory Users and Computers Snap-in than ADSIEdit.msc. The Active Directory Administrative Console is installed automatically on Windows Server 2008 domain controllers. Creating and modifying user accounts. Local user profiles are available only at the local computer. They are created in the user's profile directory on each system where the user logs on. When the user logs on to a system for the first time, and if there is no profile defined, the system will use the default user profile to create the new local user profile in the username directory. If the user logs on to many different systems in your domain, he will be unable to maintain one profile and may end up with many profiles on many different systems. Roaming user profiles allow users to maintain one profile while they log on at multiple computers and move from system to system. A roaming profile is a shared folder on a server that allows a user to access a roaming profile from any system in the domain. Whenever a user starts a session, the profile is copied from the shared network folder to the local computer. Once copied to the local system, all the user's settings will be updated locally on the local profile and will be copied over to the share folder on a server when the user logs off. Mandatory user profiles are read-only roaming profiles that are used to maintain desktop consistency. No modifications will ever be saved on the user's profile. Users will be able to modify desktop settings and several other settings, but these won't be saved when the user logs off. Like roaming profiles, a mandatory profile is also a shared network folder that allows the user to access mandatory profiles from any system in the domain. No user should be allowed to make changes to mandatory user profiles except system administrators. Temporary user profiles are used only if the user's profile is unable to load due to errors. At the end of each session, temporary user profiles are deleted, and therefore all changes made during the session will be lost when the user logs off from the system. Understand that users in your Active Directory domain must have a strong password. A strong password is at least 7 to 9 characters long, does not contain the user's account name, and consists of at least 3 of the 4 following groups of characters: uppercase characters, lowercase characters, numbers, and special keyboard symbols. Creating and modifying computer accounts. Each computer in your domain provides a password to the domain controller at the time of logon. This randomly selected password is updated automatically every 30 days. It is possible that the computer's password and the domain controller's password don't match, and communication between the two machines fails. If this is the case, you may want to reset a computer account in Active Directory so that computer will be able to reestablish the connection. Creating and managing objects. Many graphical management tools are built using the Microsoft Management Console and Snap-ins. You can create and manage an Active Directory object via MMC Snap-ins, scripts, and the PowerShell. Most graphical administration tools can be found as pre-configured management consoles accessible via Start, Programs, Administrative Tools. Understand how Active Directory objects can be organized by using the Active Directory Users and Computers tool. Creating and modifying groups. Windows Server 2000, 2003, 2008 uses security groups to assign permissions to resources like folders, files, printers, and applications. Technically, security groups can also be used to distribute emails, but it is recommended you use security groups only for one purpose: to assign permissions to resources. Understanding the purpose of local, global, and universal groups is essential in Windows Server 2008. Domain local groups are limited to a single domain only. Members can come from any domain in a forest. Members can access resources only in the local domain. And domain local groups are not visible outside their own domain. Global group members can only come from the local domain. Members can access resources in any domain in a forest. Domain global groups are visible to all trusted domains, and domain global groups can have members, users, and groups from within their own domain. Global groups can be nested. Universal group members can come from any domain in a forest. Members can access resources in any domain in a forest. Universal groups are visible to all trusted domains and can include members, users, and groups from any trusted domain. Using groups can help you simplify administration by granting rights and assigning permissions once to a group rather than multiple times to each individual member. The concepts of AGDLP and AGGUDLP are important in managing domain resource. AGDLP stands for Accounts, Global, Domain Local, Permissions, while AGGUDLP stands for Accounts, Global Groups, Universal Groups, Domain Local Groups, and is applied when planning and implementing the construction of groups, as well as the assigning of permissions on resources. Universal security group replication issues are important because universal security groups get members' information from a global catalog server. Universal groups continuously communicate with a global catalog server to get information about members from other domains. In the case of any changes, such as adding, removing a user from a universal group, changes are replicated to the other global catalogs in the forest. Group deletion only deletes the group and removes the permissions associated with it. Deleting a group does not delete user accounts that are members of the group. Members of groups may include user accounts, contacts, other groups, and computers. Every domain user is given a friendly name, known as the user principal name, UPN, in order to help users log on to the domain. UPN is an internet-style logon name, which is shorter than the distinguished name and thus easier to remember. Delegation of tasks. The delegation of control wizard is used to assign specific permissions to specific users. It helps administrators distribute the load to system administrators and the regional administrator. RODC allows you to delegate local administrative permissions for an RODC to any domain user to perform day-to-day administrative tasks, such as stopping services, making backups, installing drivers, rebooting the server, and installing updates, patches, and service pack. Frequently asked questions. Question: what methods are available for me as an administrator to navigate Active Directory? Answer: administrators can use Active Directory users and computers, PowerShell, and DS commands to navigate Active Directory. Question: which tools can I use to edit attributes of objects in Active Directory? Answer: adsiedit.msc is a graphical console that is used to edit attributes of objects in Active Directory. Question: what is the difference between Active Directory users and computers and adsiedit.msc? Answer: Active Directory users and computers is used for day-to-day administration, whereas adsiedit.msc is another graphical tool, but allows you to modify object attributes and low-level object information. Question: what is the difference between a local user account and a domain user account? Answer: local user accounts are created only in the computer's local security database and do not replicate with the domain controllers. They authenticate locally to gain access to local resources, where domain user accounts are used to gain access to domain resources. Question: what is the purpose of renaming the administrator user account? Answer. Renaming the administrator account provides you with extra security against hackers and intruders and makes it difficult for unauthorized users to guess the administrative account's logon name. Question. My organization does not wish to allow users to save their desktop settings in their profile. What can I do to prevent users from saving their desktop settings in their profile? Answer. Use mandatory profiles, since they are read-only profiles and allow you to maintain desktop consistency. Question. What is an example of a strong user password? Answer. A strong password does not contain dictionary words, does not contain a username, real name, pet name, family member's name, or company name, is between 7 and 14 characters long, is different from previous passwords, is a combination of uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and special characters. Question. My organization is planning to create multiple users in Active Directory. Can I use scripting to achieve this? Answer. Yes, you can use scripting and a combination of built-in tools like DSADD to add multiple users. Question. What is the purpose of a computer account? Answer. Computer accounts are just like user accounts. However, user accounts are used to represent users, whereas computer accounts are used to represent computers. Question. How long does a domain controller store computer account passwords? Answer. 30 days. Question. Why does a domain controller store computer account passwords? Answer. To access domain resources securely, every computer in your domain needs to access domain controllers by establishing a secure channel to a domain controller. This secure channel is an authenticated channel in which a computer presents a password to a domain controller, which is verified against the password stored in Active Directory with the computer's account, so that computers can later be able to use this secure channel to securely transfer encrypted data to and from the domain controller. Question. Which group should I use to allow users to access resources? Answer. Windows Server 2000, 2003, 2008 uses security groups to assign permissions to resources like folders, files, printers, and applications. Question. Which group should I use to allow users to send emails? Answer. Both security and distribution groups can be used to allow users to send emails to multiple users. However, distribution groups are designed solely for distributing emails. You cannot use distribution groups to assign permissions. They are used only for non-security related functions, such as sending email messages to groups of users. Question. Which group type should I use in my environment if I want to add users from different trees and forests in my domains? Answer. Universal groups. Question. Is there any strategy recommended by Microsoft to create groups and users? Answer. Yes. Microsoft has created AGDLP and AGGUDLP to manage domain resources. AGDLP stands for Accounts, Global, Domain Local, Permissions, while AGGUDLP is short for Accounts, Global Groups, Universal Groups, Domain Local Groups, and is applied when planning and implementing the construction of groups, as well as when assigning permissions on resources. Question. Is there an easy way to configure delegation? Answer. Yes, you can use the delegation wizard to configure delegation in your environment. Question. What is the purpose of delegation? Answer. Delegation lets you set up decentralized administration to share a workload while still maintaining control of your overall enterprise network. Delegation of control is an excellent tool that allows you to divide your workload between new and/or inexperienced administrators without creating any challenges for yourself or them. You can use delegation of control in many different ways, but make sure that whichever method you choose fits with your administrative model. In most cases, we delegate permissions on the OU and container levels rather than the domain level. You can further fine-tune your permissions by controlling the inheritance so it takes effect for all objects. Question: what is RODC and how is it different from regular Active Directory domain controllers? Answer: RODC is a new type of domain controller in the Windows Server 2008 Active Directory environment. It allows organizations to easily deploy a domain controller in locations where physical security cannot be guaranteed. It provides improved security, faster logon, unidirectional replication, credential caching, and more efficient resource access, along with an admin role separation.